and 107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Tens of thousands protested today outside the Israeli Prime Minister's office demanding a return of hostages held by Hamas since last October. It comes after six hostages were found shot to death in a tunnel in Gaza.
We knew this was about to happen. We warned everyone. We said they're going to kill them in captivity if you don't sign a deal now. Carmel was supposed to come on the eighth day of the ceasefire, the last day. Then the ceasefire collapsed.
That's Gil Dickman. His cousin was one of the hostages. About 2 months to the presidential election, an ABC News Ipsos poll shows the race is still too close to call. It gives former President Trump the edge in areas like immigration and the economy, but it finds respondents preferred Vice President Harris when it came to matters of trust and the physical health of the candidate. The markets are closed tomorrow for Labor Day. This is ABC News. We're learning more about a fiery plane crash near an airport this weekend in Oregon.
When the twin-engine Cessna 421C crashed into a row of townhomes near the Troutdale Airport east of Portland, this call was made over a radio from the airport tower to firefighters.
Crash, crash, crash. Crash approximately 2 miles west of the field.
That audio from Broadcastify, the plane burst into flames when it hit the homes. Two people were on board, the pilot and a passenger. We now know they were killed, and firefighters say a third person was killed. That victim was in one of the homes a plane hit. Alex Stone, ABC News.
There was a royal wedding this weekend. Last night, Norway's Princess Martha Louise married a self-professed shaman after 3 days of festivities. The 52-year-old princess tying the knot with 49-year-old Durek Verrett, who claims to be a sixth-generation shaman from California. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45 from Niagara Falls, Canada, and we are local music right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Try me. It could be all wrong.
place you can whisper the secrets you keep. That's what I'll be. And when you've given up and there's no one to trust, come and find me. Then maybe you could leave lonely for good. Try me, try me, try me. Try me, try me, try me.
Song is called Try Me from Tracy Miller. It is the Indy 45 radio show. Welcome, Max Inc. Radio, along the Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal, broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. So, Wisconsin, you are listening to local music from someplace else, all right? Got a lot of music on the show today that I've not played before. Not all of it is brand new, some is. But Greg Fraser, who is a member of the band Brighton Rock, who's not a band anymore. They did very well here in Canada in the early 90s and in parts of the U.S. as well. So Greg, when Brighton Rock disbanded, started a band called Fraze Gang. Get it? Greg Fraser, Fraze Gang. He put out an album, I think it was in 2012, and Greg plays lead guitar. Stevie Screebs is on this album, who also played in the band Brighton Rock. Philip Epp on drums and backing vocals, and Derek McGowan on guitar. It was all produced by Greg Fraser, mixed and mastered by the great Bo Hill, who, by the way, did some of my favorite albums, including one by Warrant. It was recorded in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada, and the recording engineer was Wayne Berge, a good friend of mine. He recorded my drum tracks about 6 months ago. So I'm going to play a tune that I've never played before. It's Fraze Gang, White Lightning, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, along the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not the bow down to no one. Shack and Bay, the old town tavern was my favorite place to play. Wish I had just enough money to get her going again. Wish I could buy the old town tavern, all that history, where good old boys met good old girls and they talk about good old days. I used to sit on daddy's knee, listen to the old boys play at the open mic on Saturday. Oh boy, it was great. And I guess it's what got me interested in learning to play the guitar. Hey, I played my very first gig right here in this bar. Yeah, I wish I could buy the old town tavern, my favorite place to play. Wish I had just enough money to get her going again. Yeah, I wish I could buy the old town tavern, all that history, where the good old boys met good old girls and they talked about good old days. Jokes right up on that stage. Yeah, my Farad Joe, ketchup loves potatoes, the good old hockey game. And I wish I could have seen it all, but damn it, I was born too late. I wish I could buy the old town tavern, was my favorite place to play. Wish I had just enough money to get her going again. Wish I could buy the old town tavern, all that history, boys met good old girls and they talked about good old days. Where the good old boys met good old girls and they talked about good old days. Hey, wish I could buy the old town tavern. Wish I could buy the old town tavern. Yeah, I bet I'd make a million. Wish I could buy the old town tavern and I'd sing there every night. Wish I could buy the old town tavern.
Oh man, I love that dude. Mike Lynch is his name. Old Town Tavern. That's taking you back a few years. In fact, I'm looking at the CD cover here and the back, and I don't see a year on it. But Mike gave me this some time ago. Mike Lynch just played in Welland Concerts on the Canal, wrapping up the 2024 season. He's always a good time. He's traveled through Canada and parts of the U.S. doing his little Old Town Tavern kind of tours. He's an old school kind of Americana country guy, and just a great dude. Mike Lynch is his name. Indy 45, Max Sync Radio, along Civic Media, Shane Christopher Neal. You can check out my website, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. I mentioned I played Fraze Gang before Mike Lynch, and the band Brighton Rock, which Greg Fraser was in for some time, is being inducted into the Arts and Culture Wall of Fame. That's happening in Niagara Falls on November the 7th. Super proud of those guys. Deep love for the band Brighton Rock. And of course, the great Greg Fraser. I got Rob Repo was on the way. A brand new song called Heyo. At least it's new to us here on the Indy 45 show. That after this one. Love this song too. Jesse T. Reed. It's called Drop Dead Girl. Bringing you back to 2006. Indy 45. Max Sync Radio. Right here on Civic Media.
Hey, drop dead girl sitting in my world. Come hither, blow and smoke with me. Well, it's 10:30 and I smell like gin or the bathtub variety. Well, I got here tight, but I know tonight there's something I cannot hold. But I'll push on through and sing to you. Maybe I'll be bold. You, I will sing to you. Will you sing to me? You, I will sing to you. Will you sing to me? Well, from my boots, my feet grow roots, and the lights here make me weak. I get off at 2:00 by 3:00 all through. Chance.
speak to you, you, you. I will speak to you. Will you speak to me? You, you, you. I will speak to you. Will you speak to me? I saw you clapping, I saw you laughing, I saw you close your eyes. Your friends all left, and it was theft when you took me by surprise. Sitting in my world, come hear the blowing smoke at me. Well, it's 10:30, and I smell like gin and a bathtub variety.
I left the house one morning to take a nice long walk. Met a man who asked to stop so we could talk. I smiled at him, I said, "No, sir, that's not possible. It's best we smile and wave and say, hey, yo." I met a woman washing down her front windows. She turned and asked if I would stop to check the glow. I smiled at her, I said, "No, ma'am, that's not possible. It's best we smile and wave and say, hey, yo." And I said, "Hey, yo, hey, yo, yo, hey, hey, yo." And she said, "Hey, yo, hey, yo, yo, hey, hey, yo." And I said, "Hey, yo, hey, yo, yo, hey, hey, yo." We'll just smile and wave and say, "Hey, yo, hey, yo." Jam. I smiled at them, I said, "No thanks, that's just not possible. But someday I hope your songs play on the radio." Hey yo, I said, "Hey yo, hey yo, yo, hey, hey yo." And they said, "Hey mon, hey mon, yeah, hey. And I said, "Hey, yo, hey, yo, yo, hey, hey, yo." We'll just smile and wave and say, "Hey, yo." Everybody sing now. We'll sing, "Hey, yo,
hey, yo,
hey, yo,
hey, yo,
yo, hey, hey, yo,
hey, hey, yo."
We'll sing, "Hey, yo. Sing hey-o,
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 Is that not a fun song or what? Rob Repo. Song was called Hey Yo, Indy 45, Max Sync Radio, along the Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, Wisconsin. You are listening to local music from someplace else, okay? And Rob Repo, speaking of local music here in Southern Ontario, especially in Niagara, is a staple at all the chicken wing bars, playing his acoustic guitar, singing some tunes. He also books a number of bands, and he had a radio show called Hey Yo, I know, here in Niagara. I don't know if he still has that, but I'm definitely going to get some more Rob Repo played right here on the Indy 45 radio show. Okay, this band coming up right now, they're called Breaking Still. They are also from Niagara, and they have a show coming September 21st at Sessions on the River, Fort Erie, Ontario, Canada. $10 in advance for tickets, $15 at the door. Great guys, great band, and boy, do they kick butt. They are called Breaking Still. It's called Carry On. This is the Indy 45 show right here on Max Sync Radio along the Civic Media Radio Network.
I lie awake and I think of the things that hold me back in time. These memories that bind me, these feelings inside me, it's all worth the crime. Don't wanna waste another day on you. Open my eyes, look up to the sky and see you far away. The distance between us just happens to be another life.
Loco from Niagara Falls, Canada. My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45 right here on Max Sync Radio on Civic Media.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Sync Radio We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Hey, everybody, this is Kelly Hansen from Foreigner, and you are rocking out with Shane, Christopher Neal.
I feel it on my skin, running down my face. Here we are again, just a beggar and a thief. Pour another glass of red wine, smoke another cigarette, like the bitter sting of moonshine in the long, hard rain. Skin still running down my face. Here we are.
Every dead man has his We went looking for something more. Out in the field, out in the field, out in the field.
The band is called the Mod Villains from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Mike Mazzy, or Mazzy, depending how you want to say it, produced that record, played on that record. And Mike and I met a number of years ago when he came to my studio here in Welland, Ontario, Canada, to record some drums for both of our friend, Troy Western. So that was a lot of fun. And he gave me this album, which dates back to, what, 2010. That song right there is called Fields. You can check out my website, ShaneChristopherNeil.com. You can reach me, ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. You can check out this show each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern, and every Sunday also at 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern. A few other times in there as well. It is the Indie 45 show. There is a Facebook page. You can join me there as well. Evan Rotella from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, a couple of weeks ago. He played on in Kingston for the Kingston Humane Society's Tunes for Tales, an event put on by the great Gord Hunter. It looked like a great success. Evan, I'm a big fan of Evan Rotella. Here's a song called When I Was a Kid. It is the Indie 45 radio show on Max Inc. Radio, right along the Civic Media Radio Network.
I used to wake up in the night in case you'd call. Used to stay up writing songs on my bedroom wall. If you can't hear me outside your door just yelling, come on home. I used to write down my dreams on a blank white page, put them away, take them out another day. Now these days I ain't got too much to say. Every letter through each stitch and weave. Now these days I don't fall so easily. Time filling up my head.
Don't waste my time on all the things I never said, or all the things that I wished I'd done instead. No need to speak, no need for words. You don't need the noise, know that you're heard. I don't need the thunder, tell me when. There's no need to speak, 'cause I see what you say. I won't close my eyes, no, I won't turn away. Turn away. I can see it in your smile. I can see it in your face. I can see how you feel by the love that's in your way. And I love that you can hide. Just know you're hurt.
Marshall Dane, and no need to speak. It is the Indy 45 radio show, Max Inc. Radio. And Marshall has taken it upon himself over the last number of years to learn sign language. And that song, I know, means a lot to him. And Marshall joined Bobby Rock and I last season for Season 8 on BS Live Rocks, which airs on your TV Niagara HD 700 here in Niagara Falls. And we are super excited to let you know that we're bringing back season number 9, 9 years of BS Live Rocks on your TV Niagara. We do everything we can to support Niagara music, independent music here in the Niagara region. And season 9 is going to happen. First taping is happening Sunday, September 15th, I believe it is. First show airing a couple weeks later. We usually tape the shows a few weeks before they air, and they are taped in front of a live audience at Taps Brewhouse. There is a Facebook page, BS Live Rocks. If you're from Niagara, from Ontario, I do hope you check it out. All right, we're going to wrap up today's show with Christy Palace, Someone I Love, although the song is called Someone I Hate. But first, we'll get to the Maysides, a little punk love, Loved and Lost, right here wrapping up the Indy 45 radio show. Max Inc. Radio along the Civic Media Radio Network.
Everybody, it's Ricky Ragman, the guy that used to be on Headbangers Ball. He's still in the greatest rock and roll club in the world called the Cat House. And you are listening to my friend, Shane Christopher Neal.
If you don't give me what I want, then I'll give you push me to my limit, and I've run out of patience, yeah. So if you don't give me what I need, simply put, I'll give you agony. When I tell you you don't listen, I have stated my conditions. No, I don't think you listen. You treat me like I'm crazy, but you're the one who made me. Yeah, I swore no one would change me. I'm difficult to know.
Thanks for tuning in to the Indie 45 radio show, heard right here on MaxSync Radio. You can check out my website, ShaneChristopherNeal.com, and join me on Facebook, Indie 45 Radio Show.
Got a problem with MaxSync Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. MaxSync Radio. Radio for the people.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894, making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later. Leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.